If you coin collect, immediate red flag for me at least.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the To-Do List, Season 3, Episode 5. Today we have a very special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I would love to introduce myself. I'm Bradley. I'm a freshman at Towson University. Go Tigers. And I was told I could tell my whole life story here, but I think I'm going to save the information for the rest of the podcast. So let's get right into it, boys.
All right, great. All right, so today's episode, we're talking about hobbies in college and in general, and how important hobbies are to creating a well-rounded individual. That might have sounded corny as bro.
Preaching.
All right, so for real though, I think hobbies are a very important thing to have. I feel like you guys would agree. Just one, make you more of an interesting person, and also so you don't just hate your life. You know what I mean? Because if you just go to school and do work, like, yeah, that's whack.
Very.
So profound, Ethan.
Right? I was preaching right there.
So Bradley, let's start real general. When you think of hobbies, mm-hmm. What do you think of? What is the importance of a hobby in your opinion?
For me personally, or for
you, however you interpret that.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. For me personally, hobbies are just like, they make people, in my opinion. Like I personally have a lot of hobbies, and I think it just like, it keeps me interesting, lets me meet a lot of new people, and then I can, you know, make myself better or maybe worse based on these new people that I meet in these hobbies, right? But if you have no hobbies, you're kind of stuck in one lane. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's important. I think it makes people interesting.
I would agree with that.
Fair. What sort of purpose besides meeting people are you going to give them?
For these hobbies?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they just make each individual person more interesting, in my opinion. I don't know. Like, if I meet somebody and they have no hobbies, right? I'm not going to want to talk to them as much as somebody who is loaded with hobbies, right? Especially maybe some interesting ones that not a lot of people have.
You're going to think like coin collecting or something?
Oh, well.
That's what I think of when I think of a hobby.
No, coin collecting, no. If you coin collect, immediate red flag for me at least. I'm not talking to coin collectors. I'm talking more like sports or, you know, for me personally, art is one of mine and music. So there you go. Not coin collecting though.
So let's start here then. Before we kind of dive into specifics, where do you think our reason for picking up a hobby comes from? Like, do you think just people are born with hobbies? Do you think people kind of develop hobbies? Where do you think it kind of starts?
I don't know. I think you develop them. I definitely don't think you're born with hobbies.
Okay.
You definitely develop them. And I mean, it just comes from like stuff you're interested in. And then it sticks. I don't think people like go out of their way and they're like, I'm going to make this a hobby. I think they just do stuff that they like. And then over time, they're like, dang, I do this a lot. It's a hobby of mine. You know what I mean? Like, I think they just do it.
That's fair. But like, what would drive you to start trying to do a new thing that you wouldn't call a hobby quite yet, but you would still think is possible to be a hobby in the future?
That's a wonderful question.
That is a good question. That is a
very good question. I don't know. I mean, maybe just somebody looking to, I mean, like for me, let's say like when I'm looking at my classes, right? Like for school, when I'm looking at my classes, right now I'm undecided for my major. So like I'm looking at classes all over the place, and I pick like some interesting things because I'm just kind of all over. So like, I think the same thing applies for hobbies. Like, you just find something that you think is interesting and then you just kind of go at it.
So you're basically just like throwing a dart at a dartboard and seeing where it lands and seeing like, hey, I like this, I don't like this.
I mean, pretty much. Try it, right? You can't knock it until you try it. So
I mean, that's kind of a good point. Like, I don't know. I feel like you're not going to know if you like something unless you try it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I really thought I was going somewhere more profound with that, but it just it just didn't happen.
That was well said.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You talked about art a bit. Like, what type of art are you doing?
I paint, and I pretty much just strictly paint. And I do like commission paintings. I paint portraits. of like rappers or athletes, mostly rappers, just because that's like the kind of music that I listen to the most. And yeah, like this one back here, you guys can see, but when listening, you won't be able to see that. It's a, a Mac Miller painting that I did, who is my favorite artist. But yeah, I just kind of like picked it up a few years ago and just kind of took off with it.
Do you want to plug the account? I know you have one.
Oh, I'll plug the account. It's Bradley
Paints. Artwork.
Bradley Paints with two B's at the beginning.
Word. I'll tag it.
Word. But I'm very inconsistent with my posts. I don't be posting a lot, but it's there, so you know what to do.
So you're not like not just painting, you said strictly. You're not like a sculptor or anything like that. You don't play with like Play-Doh or something.
Funny you say that, because I'm in a sculpture class right now.
Oh, yo.
Okay, this is extra heavy, so I'm not bringing it over here, but I got a box of supplies just came in the mail today from my sculpture professor, and it's a struggle. So no, I'm not a sculptor.
What do they have you making for this project?
So I don't know, to be completely honest with you. I'm not really, I'm like being a horrible student in that class, but I'm usually a good student, but like since it's asynchronous, and we're not there, like we're kind of doing weird stuff. Like we're like folding paper and using whatever they're called, pipe cleaners. It's pretty elementary.
Dude, having an asynchronous art class seems like the worst thing possible.
Oh, it's horrible.
Dude, art is like all hands-on. Dude, this doesn't make sense.
Even a synchronous art class wasn't the wave. Like Chinese calligraphy, not the wave when it was synchronous.
I forgot.
It was basically me doing calligraphy on camera. It wasn't working.
Yeah. I pretty much had the low point of my entire like academic career in that class already on this one project that was due last week.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
It was not good.
So is it true that you are a self-taught artist?
That is very true. I mean, I took art classes, right? So like, I can't take all the credit, but like most of what I have learned and the skill that I acquired is from myself.
Aside from art, Adam mentioned baseball, I think. What other hobbies are we calling sports? Or what other hobbies are we calling?
Besides baseball?
Besides baseball and painting.
Okay, besides those, I golf all the time. I work out. Listen to music. I'm a big music guy, and yeah, I just kind of live.
Oh, Adam brings out the uke, bro.
Oh snap.
Adam, give the people an update, because dude, I don't even know, like how's the ukulele
so going? Quick story.
Yo, Adam, play Riptide real quick.
Quick story. I'll drop a little tune here in a second. One of my hobbies is playing the ukulele, and it started, the reason I was asking about how Bradley developed some of his hobbies is because this hobby is, it's kind of out of left field. I went to a mandatory seminar for one of my classes freshman year. And it was this like, I don't even know. It was basically just like a culmination of like a whole bunch of different music things combined with, it was for like a disability studies class, okay? One of the things was they were teaching us how to play ukulele. I'm not even kidding you. Me and these two people I was with who were in my class, we stayed after, went and played the ukulele. We took an Uber back to our dorm, and I was like, yo, like I really like the ukulele. I'm going to play it. And they're like, you just learned how to play one note for like 30 minutes. Like, what do you mean? I'm not even kidding you. I went on the computer that night, went on Amazon, ordered myself a ukulele, and yeah, here we are.
I think Jason and I can both confirm this story is true.
This is indeed a true story.
I do have to put a disclaimer that I haven't been playing much. It peaked over quarantine, I would say. But I mean, I can still play a little something.
Do you know any more songs from the last time?
What's the last thing you heard?
I heard Riptide. That was the last one.
You had Riptide and one more under your belt.
Oh yeah. I had like four.
All right, give us some new flavors.
All right. I don't know if you can hear this. Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I messed up.
Musical genius.
I mean, it didn't sound like a mess up to us.
Didn't sound like it.
But you know, that was the beginning. You probably wouldn't even. Could you guess what song it was or no?
Sounded like a Jack Johnson song, maybe Curious George.
Bro, that's a fire song though. I know what song Brad's talking about, and that's a fire song.
Wait, let me get one more. Hold on. Let me mute myself so I can figure out what I'm.
We about to have a new intro song by the end of this episode.
All right, ready? See, you. This is the best shot for you to guess it. Okay. Crap! I already messed up.
What?
I got no clue, dog.
Stumped.
Dude, Memories I just kicked. By what? Room 5?
Oh. Okay.
See, I don't even listen to Room 5. But
can you hear it now when you know it?
Yeah.
Nice. Hopefully, I don't care. Hopefully the viewers don't flame me for my ukulele, but
we'll see. In the comments, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll All see. Right.
So Adam brings up a good point about how quarantine gave you a lot of free time to like explore different hobbies and stuff like that. Me personally, for hobbies, I always work crazy during the week so that I have time on the weekend to do hobbies. I want to know around the table, what's your process of making time to do hobbies? Do you just like take breaks to do fun stuff in between work, or do you just grind something out so you can do something fun afterwards?
I got a good answer to this one. I do my hobby until I feel stressed enough to do my homework, and then I do my homework.
So you're reversed, bro.
So the exact opposite of what it should be.
Yes.
I can go ahead and answer this. I was trying to think of an answer, but like, I'll be honest. Like I said earlier, I'm just living. Like, I mean that so seriously. Like, I don't even like plan to like make time for my hobbies or like my schoolwork, right? Like earlier today, if you would have asked me what I was doing at like 5 p.m., I couldn't have told you. But it's because I just like kind of do whatever comes to my mind, right? So if I feel like painting or I feel like listening to music, I'm going to do it. If I feel like doing my schoolwork, I'm going to do my schoolwork. So I just kind of, it's mixed up.
The ultimate go with the flow guy.
Yeah.
Adam, what about you?
You see, I kind of have some problems staying focused at times. So most of my time is spent trying to accomplish work. Another one of my big hobbies is going to the gym. So I cut out time in the mornings to go to the gym, and then I spend usually the rest of the day doing work. And then at nighttime, I'll probably just like chill or, try to find time to go outside, something like that. I'm kind of in between of Jason and Bradley. I plan a little bit, but also I don't even know how to respond to Jason's answer. Really.
Dude, it's funny too, because it's not like Jason gets bad grades either. Like this.
No, not at all.
Like, bro, if I did that, it'd be clipped. You would not see me at university anymore. I'd probably fail out. All right, Brad. So earlier we were talking about how your main hobby would be painting. What kind of got you into painting? Like, how did that come about?
I don't know. When I was younger, I liked to like draw. I wouldn't paint, but I'd like just like draw, like doodle in class and stuff. And then I always had like this thing where I just thought my like drawings looked better in black and white. So I wouldn't add color. I would just like use pencil and pen. And I was like, this is awesome. And then
grayscale type stuff.
What's that?
Grayscale type stuff.
Yeah, kind of. But at the time I wasn't thinking that. I'm just like, at the time, the reason that I liked it in black and white is because I sucked at adding color. That's the truth. But then eventually I was like, you know, I want to add some color to this. So then paint was like the first thing that I thought of, like, all right, let's do this. And then it actually, the first time I did it, it turned out pretty good. And then from there, I just like kept building and building and like getting better at adding color. And then I just pitched drawing all together and just like kind of went on to full on painting.
And then how did you, what sparked the transition from, I guess you, for lack of a better term, leisurely painting to kind of this little business you got going on.
A business? I was unaware. Yeah. Oh, never mind. He did say he did like work. That if
I mean, I would call. Do you consider it a business? I would.
Well, yeah. Considering I don't have a job besides this, yes, I would call. But yeah, it was pretty much just like it kind of just happened naturally. Like, people would see my paintings, especially like my family members. Like, of course they're going to be like super nice and like supportive. Even if I suck, they'd still say it looks good. But like, as it got to a certain point, they're like, you should sell these. So I'm like, oh, all right, I'll try to sell them. And it actually, it just started with like, so I posted one on Instagram, and then some random guy at the gym came up to me and asked if like I did this painting. And it turns out that his daughter like follows me on Instagram and showed it to him, long story short. And then he bought it from me like on the spot at the gym. And I was like, oh, okay, like, I guess I can sell these. And then from there, I just, you know, the goal was then to sell them instead of just doing them for fun.
That's pretty elite, to be honest.
Yeah. It was one of the strangest moments of my life. I thought I was like going places when that guy bought my painting at the gym.
This may be a sensitive subject, but I do have the background that these other two don't about this Lamar Jackson painting.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate and tell the story? Because I think that's a great story that the listeners need to know about this exchange.
Is this a new story to Ethan and Jason?
I know nothing about this.
Okay. So this is a good one. So this was New Year's Eve of 2019, I guess. So December 31st of 2019. And I just had finished a Lamar Jackson painting. And I posted on Instagram and I tagged him. And like, you know, I see my friends liking it. I'm like, all right, it's getting some likes. And then I see, I believe this is his at New Era 8. I think that's his Instagram. I see that he liked it. And I'm like, oh, okay, let's go. Like, Lamar Jackson liked it. And then I see that he commented. And his comment just said, I need this painting. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm about to sell this painting to Lamar Jackson. Like, I'm going to give it to him. And after freaking out, and I literally stood up and ran around my house, like, screaming that Lamar Jackson commented on my painting. I DM'd him on Instagram and he started responding. And I'm like, oh snap, he wants this. So, you know, I'm DMing him and there was a lot of messages, but basically he sent me an address of the Ravens training facility. And he's telling me like, I'm here, like you can bring the painting here. And then after convincing my dad that this was the real Lamar Jackson, which he was, because he had the blue check.
Did your dad not believe you at first?
Oh, he's like, there's a million Lamar Jackson accounts out there. And I'm like, Dad, trust me, it had the blue check. He's verified, this is him. And after convincing him that it was him, we drove to the Ravens training facility, the address that he sent me, and we go up to the gate at the front, and there's like a voice box that you have to talk into, and they're like, how can we help you? And they probably never heard this before. But my dad goes, Lamar Jackson DM'd my son about buying a painting. And he's like, he told us to come here. And we're like, oh, okay. And they let us in. We go inside. And then the people are like, I told him, I'm like, Lamar Jackson DM'd me, told me to come here. And they're like, all right, you can set the painting right here. We'll give it to Lamar when he's like available. And I'm like, no, like, I don't want to do this. I want to give it to him on my own. I want to see Lamar and, like, I don't know, shake his hand or get a signature or something. Nice. And they're like, we can't do that. And I'm like, all right, well, then I'm taking my painting. He left. And I still have that painting in my room to this day. And it was just a complete missed opportunity. But let me tell you, an absolute roller coaster of emotions. That day was wild. Dude. And it was something that I'll remember probably forever.
Dude, that's still pretty lit. Right?
I was gonna say, like, even missed opportunity, I mean, maybe, but also
you could also re-DM him and see if he still wants it.
Oh, I've tried.
And you could
I feel like it also, like, if nothing else, I mean, I don't think you needed this, but like that's verification. Like, you got like the real deal. Like, you can make this happen again, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely. After that happened, it was New Year's Eve, so it was going into 2020, and I was just like, my mindset was just like, 2020, I'm about to pop off. Like, I'm gonna be selling so much and I'm gonna get noticed by people, which was not, I sold a lot, but I didn't get noticed by a lot of people. But
not yet.
Who knows?
Just wait until you get an influx of followers from this episode.
Yeah, there we go.
See, you just need to have one big hit.
Oh yeah.
Like, if you can get it to Lamar Jackson, or you paint somebody else and you sell it to them and they advertise for you, instant.
Listen, yeah. This was Lamar's loss, if we're going to be honest.
And you know what? They lost in the playoffs the next week. And I said, it's only because he didn't take my painting.
Bad karma.
I believe
it. I know.
Gosh. Let me get Joe Flacco on here.
Yeah, where's Joe? Him. He's elite.
Dude, Joe's now on the...
Eagles?
The Eagles, the hometown team.
Oh, snap.
It's a little foreshadowing. Joe Flacco, mark my words, who will feature on this podcast.
We'll get him on here.
All right.
It's been a long time goal of ours, and it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I like
it. Just wait on it.
What is each of your biggest hobbies? Did I say that wrong? What is each of yours? I don't know.
Dude, I'm not an English major.
So. I might be speaking crazy right now. What are your guys' biggest hobbies? There we go.
Used to do spray paint art for a while. I play a lot on my computer. I've been starting to go to the gym a lot more recently. I want to try paintball, and I want to get like actually into it. But I want to do it with like other people, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to just go in there with no friends and then just make them. I'd rather have a couple people that I could be friends with, and then I'd meet some more additional people from there.
Jason, that's what I would like to do. Spray paint art.
Yeah,
Jason, when did you do spray paint art?
I did that like junior spring, summer into like senior year, and then I kind of stopped as we got into college.
I love spray paint art.
I mean, Jason, your whole dorm room is pictures graffiti. Of like graffiti, yeah. Right?
That's what I try to do my wall. I haven't finished the wall yet.
But... Yeah, that's a lot of pictures to fill up a wall, too.
Well, it's not that large of a wall. It's only half the wall. The bottom half's covered.
I was trying to think. Like, I don't know if we consider this a podcasting a hobby, but...
I mean, I call it a hobby.
Not a hobby.
I'd probably say that's my main focus at this point. I dabble in photography, too, just because I took, like, 2 TV production classes in high school and just got hooked on it, but... Yeah, I would say one of those 2 things.
And then Adam, you said exercise?
Or going outside. I like just doing things outside.
Yeah.
Just having adventure?
Yeah. Adventure, Ethan, you hit it nail on the head. You hit the...
Bradley, if you could pick a new hobby right now that you would already, like, you'd want to do, but it's also, like, you were already really good at it, too. What would you pick?
That's something that I'm already good at?
No, like if you could pick a new hobby right now that you would instantly be good at when you what would you pick?
It would 100% be music related. I don't know if it would be like playing an instrument or like being able to like sing well. It'd probably be an instrument more than like vocals, but I just like love music and I'm so like not musically talented. I listen to it all the time and I'm like a complete nerd with music, but like I can't do it myself. So I would definitely choose to be able to have some kind of talent, probably like play either the piano or the guitar like very well.
Okay.
That'd be clutch. Should get Bradley in contact with Dylan. They can talk about music for a while.
Oh, is that the guy with the album wall?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen that in, you know, snaps from like Adam or, are you guys friends with Katie?
Yeah.
I've seen like that wall in snaps and that it's so sick. I have at home I have a wall, and actually right next to me I have like a bunch of vinyls, but I put them all up on my wall.